that I told you that the federal judiciary was going to do this to us, and that the only question that remains is, what are we going to do about it? Okay, well, the time to answer that question is now. What are we going to do about it? But anyway, back to the discussion here of the whistle faker and the fact that and this whole setup here. Why does this matter? This matters because deep in the bowels, in the depths of the American Sherson's souls, they want to believe that there is a way, some way, some miracle to salvage the union and the federal government that presides over it. They want to believe it. So they sent an outsider in, Don John of Manhattan, to go and fix it. It's just, you don't need any more detailed explanation of that, of why it's important. Now, if you can reveal and you can prove to people that this whole sordid, sick, twisted affair is an actual coup, it's straight out of a House of Cards episode. Straight out of a House of Cards episode. And that there's actually a member of Congress that's behind it. I don't even think Tom Clancy could have written this. What I learned yesterday just defies explanation. Defies it. So I want to start this morning with a couple of things that, since we were together yesterday, I have discovered. Okay, let's go to the first thing. Now, again, I'm going to say this as plainly as I can. Why wasn't the professional journalist at whatever media entity, why weren't they able to find what I was able to find? Okay, what's that? Okay, what I was able to find was, what actually happened? Do we have any knowledge of what happened on July the 25th, 2019? Let me see if I can put a finer point on this. Is there anything that was in the press about the now infamous phone call between President Trump and then President Volodymyr Zelensky? Was there anything that was published on that day? What do we know about that day? Well, I found Trump's schedule for that, his public schedule. It's not on it. There's no mention of it. I looked at the calendar for the 24th, no mention of it. 25th, no mention of it. 26th, no mention of it. So as far as anyone else knew, this is what adds to the deceit, by the by, because it's not on the public calendar. Now, I don't have access to a classified calendar. I wouldn't know how to look at one. And I imagine that you have to have some kind of a security clearance to see where the president is actually going to be. Secret Service agents, etc., would want to know, have that kind of info. So, and I imagine there's an internal cabinet. Yeah, you wouldn't be handing that out. So who would have access to that? Someone like Shifty Adam Schiff. He's the head of the Intelligence Committee. He would have access if he wanted it. Not that he would go through it every day, but if he wanted it, he would have evidence of that. Okay, why does all this matter? So, what did we find yesterday? Well, if you go to my blog, Acting All Crusadery blog at crusadechannel.com or at mikechurch.com, you're going to see that I actually found the document that was put out by, here you go, I'm going to open it up here. I'm going to I'll put the link in the chat room so y'all can see it for yourselves. That was put out by the Ukrainian news agency called UNIAN, UNIAN. Now, why does this matter? Okay, what did the Ukrainians, now, why didn't anybody else go find this? As I said, if a rank amateur like me can find this, why did anybody else find this? And by the by, Richard Barrett was out there doing a yeoman's duty on Twitter yesterday and took this very little nugget here and tagged every major news agency on earth in it. Not a one of them has reported it. Now, maybe they don't think this is important. I think this is Katie bar the door, case closed important. So the date is 25 July, 2019. Here, if you're in a chat room, which most of you, again, refuse to go into early in the morning, so you're not seeing this, then you won't have the link to this smoking gun here. Let me actually get the link.